Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. First of all, I love watching a man come. Oh my God, so hot. Did you need to do a flashback and think of a memory with someone else to make you come? Why aren't you looking at me? This whole thing is shit. I shouldn't be fucking this guy. Do not break eye contact. If you're close and you're looking at her and she's engaging you, just keep locking eyes. I was triple creamed, triple stuffed. It was fucking fantastic. I loved the sensation of it, having it in there. Oh my gosh. I made him sit there inside me because I needed to masturbate. I don't know what it is, but it's orgasm producing every time, every damn time. Three separate loads of cum in me was pretty hot, but what about five? What about six? Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Happy Tuesday, everybody. How are you guys doing out there? Did you guys happen to catch last Saturday's episode? That was part two of my girl talk with Kathy Kay over at Strictly Anonymous podcast. And I have to say, episode two was even better than the first one because we just got into the extra spicy subjects. So much fun, you guys. You have got to listen to it. And also check out Kathy's podcast. And hey, if you have fun stories that you want to share anonymously, you definitely need to go over to her hotline or whatever she's got there on her website where you can sign up and actually go on the show. I would love to hear my listeners' stories on Kathy's show. That would be amazing. So don't miss out on that opportunity if you've got some spicy stories you want to tell. I know you do because you guys reach out and tell me your shit. Oh my God. You inspire me. I love your stories. That's why I'm always saying, hey, send me voicemails. So much fun to hear about your escapades too. I absolutely love it. So don't be shy, guys. But if you have a great story and you want to share it on a podcast, you got to get in touch with Kathy. It would be so much fun. And like I said, if you do it, let me know because I want to be sure to listen. All right. Let's jump into the meat and potatoes of this episode. I wanted to start out with, I had this really cool email from a listener and he was asking me a specific question. I won't read the whole email because he had just a lot of nice compliments, which I really appreciate getting, but I won't bore you guys with those because it just sounds like I'm just like pumping myself up. But let me get to the question that was in this email. And what he says is, this is from B. He says, my question is, what turns you on more? Seeing him admiring the view of his cock making love to your pussy, knowing he's totally engaged in the sight before him, or would you like him staring into your heart and soul through your eyes? Keep up the great work, and I'm going to be listening as much as I can. Thank you for taking the time to read the email, B. Okay. Basically, he's talking about, he knows I like getting fucked doggy style, and I love to look over my shoulder and at my lover, and he's then asking me which one's going to turn me on more. That's a good question, B. Let me think about that. God, they would both, I don't know. They're both good. But I guess I'm trying to, you're triggering something here in me, B. Every once in a while. Okay, so when a guy is ready to come and he's in the thralls of it. First of all, I love watching a man come. Oh my God, so hot. But especially if he's making some sounds or there's some twitching. Guys complain about women with being like a dead fish. Guys, if you're so quiet and you're like that too, if you're dead fishing it through your orgasms, oh my gosh. this is awful for us. We want the feedback. I so want to see some kind of a reaction to the fact that you're about ready to pump me full of cum. Do I not at least get a reaction? I should get a reaction. If I feel like if I don't, something is way off. Either I've been a lousy lay, which I know I'm not, or I don't know, there's something wrong with you. I'm just kidding on the something wrong with you part. No, what I mean is I love that feedback. So where was I going with this? Where I was going with that is there have been times where a guy has, I'm watching him come and then he's like looking at me. And then the second that he is, it's almost like he looks up at the ceiling or I don't know if his eyes are rolling back or what. Then I feel like, holy shit, where'd you go? Did you need to do a flashback and think of a memory with someone else to make you come? Like, why aren't you looking at me? Why'd you take your eyes off me? Now, I realize that's a fucked up thing to be thinking, right? Like, how did I just destroy a perfectly good moment? The guy's in the throes of having an orgasm and I'm nitpicking it down to, oh, he looked away, so therefore he's not into me. This whole thing is shit. I shouldn't be fucking this guy. Whatever. Let the mental meltdown happen. But yeah, I don't know. So B, you really got me like, do you see how this one comment sparked all of this thought? I don't know. So I would say if he's not looking at me, it's fine to continue to not look at me. But if you are burning your eyeballs straight into my heart and soul, like you put it, don't break eye contact. Don't look away in the moment. Maybe that was an involuntary thing. Since I didn't know, I had to fill in the blanks to my detriment there. And that's where my mind went, was just like, oh shit, he can't look at me anymore. Like in the heat of the moment, he has to look away. He's probably doing some sort of memory flashback recall to someone else. And that's making him come and get over the hump. And maybe he wasn't even close. Maybe he needed to do that. And like, now I'm really circling the train. So I think let this be a lesson. Let this be a lesson to my male listeners. I think we should all have a hard, fast rule right now that we create here on the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. Do not break eye contact. If you're close and you're looking at her and she's engaging you, just keep locking eyes until you see the whole thing through. Just, you're in it, man. Just stay with it. But if you break eye contact, you might have some girl thinking the same shit I'm thinking. So don't break eye contact, guys. Too dangerous. Don't, too risky. Don't do it. Okay. That's my two cents there, Abby. I hope that sort of answered. Like, my preference, you know, is neither. Either one's fine. But, you know, once you lock in eyes, you're stuck. You know, just see it all the way through. That would be my only comment on that. All right. Now, let's get into some of the nitty gritty. So, I'm coming off of my vacation to Wyoming with Cowboy Inn, which was one of our weirder vacations for various reasons, but I won't get into all the details, but we did have this very strange sexual occurrences, which normally whatever's going on between us, it doesn't affect our sex. There was a lot of driving and then there was some other stuff. And we had this sort of intermittent scattered sex. And how I'm tying this into B's email is it's basically me mentally circling the drain. Okay. And it gave me actually something good came out of it. So we weren't having our regular multiple times a day sex. And we went several days without even having sex, which he'd probably blame on me and I kind of blame on him. But anyway, regardless, we didn't have sex for several days. And within those days, literally, can I just tell you, my heart just breaks for guys that are getting rejected, and women too, if you're getting rejected in your relationship. I just had 3 days of it. Not, he wasn't even, it wasn't a rejection. It's just that he wasn't initiating, like we weren't having it. And I'm melting down. I'm getting in like a weird headspace, really weird. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, again, I'm filling in the blanks with he's not attracted to me. What you name it, like every just self-deprecating thought, I'm too skinny, I'm too fat, I'm too, like, it could be all of this weird shit going through my head. It's all about but the same theme, it circles around the same thing. He does not desire me anymore for whatever the reason. And that had to be it. That had to be what was happening. That was what was going on. And turns out that's not the case. We did actually have sex we made up for it. We had sex for 3 times in 1 day. And oh my God, that was an innovation in and of itself. First of all, I had no idea that his refractory period was that damn short, because normally we do a couple hours marathon sessions. We're never usually less than an hour. That's a standard session for us. And usually it's several hours. So by the time he's done, he's ready to be done. I've had several orgasms and he's only had one. With this, he had 3 and I had a lot more, but still he had 3. We had sex 3 times. He came in my pussy 3 times. I was triple creamed, triple stuffed. It was fucking fantastic. I loved the sensation of it, having it in there. Oh my gosh. That was fucking cool. And the fact that he could have a full, huge orgasm. And these weren't small ones. Again, talking to getting the feedback from your partner and seeing his reaction. Now, he doesn't go overboard, but he's perfectly in the moment. And I get to watch it and see it. It's so rewarding. Guys, women, I know you love to see us come, but we love to see you come too. It is fucking hot. Turns us on like nothing. Anyway, so I get to watch him come 3 times, and these were good, solid, strong orgasms with a lot of cum. It was hot. And I just, like, literally, like I said, I didn't know that he had such a short refractory period. It's under 10 minutes each time. And I kept thinking, there's no way that he's going to go again. Oh, he's going to go again. Oh, no, he's going to go again. 3 times. It was good. Oh my God. And then I did this one thing, like on the second time after he came, I made him sit there inside me because I needed to masturbate. Because the minute there's cum inside me, I get totally turned on. Just instantly. I don't care if I just had an orgasm 2 seconds sooner. It instantly rejuvenates my vagina. I don't know what it does. It wakes it up. Okay, hello. We are ready to party. Like, we are ready to go. The second it hits, it fills me up and I feel it in there. It turns me on. I don't know what it is, but it's orgasm producing every time, every damn time. So I made him, you know, stay inside me while I masturbated again. And I just wanted him to feel the contractions of my pussy coming on his dick. I didn't care whether at that point it was how hard it was or how soft it was. It was just like, just stay inside me. You got to feel this. Oh God, it's the best. Anyway, so we definitely made up for it. That was a great experience, that, you know, having all that come in me. Oh my gosh. Like, I really do want, I don't know, gangbang. I can see why some women are into the gangbangs. I'm starting to get it. Having my light bulb moments on this. I never thought that would even be remotely on my radar. And I'm not saying that it is, and I'm not saying that I'm going to do it, but oh my God, I could see my way to it. Like three separate loads of cum in me was pretty hot, but what about 5? What about 6? I don't know. Maybe round up for you. Just, can we just go to double digits. Let's make it 10. I don't know. So, I just know how hot I was with all that cum in me and it dripping out and just the whole nine, everything about it was hot. Just everything about it. When he would fuck me again and that all that cum was still in there and that he would add to it. I mean, I don't know what's hotter. Just the whole thing was super, every little aspect about it turned me on and I fucking loved it. Okay. I didn't really want to belabor that point. And actually, I got way more graphic. I told this story. I told it. I gave the graphics. I got way more in depth on the private podcast. So if you want to hear more about the triple cream, the triple crown of cream that I got to experience in much more graphic detail, you can get it at the private podcast. Yes, I did just plug my own private podcast. Hello, support the show, guys. If you love it, you'll definitely love what's on the private podcast. Okay. But the point about that I really wanted to make about this was the whole freak out. Not that all's well that ends well. I think we made up for lost time and it was definitely rewarding to have that experience. And the way it happened was unique and I wouldn't have experienced it otherwise had there not been the little bit of a drought leading up to it. But it's incredible how twisted my mind went in just that small little drought leading up to it and how it just bent me like a pretzel in all these different directions. And this is what guys deal with all the time. Like I was taking it as a rejection and not well in my mind. Trust me, I was losing it. Guys deal with that all the time. And they deal with that rejection from their partners a lot. I know there's women that get that their partners are the low libido partner, but I do believe it's more common with the women. I could be wrong, but that's my belief. It's more common with the women. And so women, we're just less likely to have to deal with what it feels like to have that kind of rejection. And it sucks. I got to tell you, it like seriously sucked. And yeah, I would not handle that well. I'm lucky I'm not a guy because I am not white. Ew. No, it felt bad. It was like, ew, it's rejection. Oof. Yeah, it felt like rejection. And I am not used to feeling that. And it was awful. It felt horrible. I don't know how guys can stand it getting shot down all the time, just in general. And then on a sexual level, ooh, yeah, believing like that someone's not attracted to you, because that's where my mind went, or losing attraction. Ooh, boy, that was brutal. Yeah, didn't like that one bit. So I think definitely my takeaway was to think about that shit. Literally try to think about that. I got a little work to do. I think I've got to, yeah, I got a little work to do that. I never want someone I'm with to feel like they're being sexually rejected and therefore rejected overall. I mean that we take it the same way. I think men and women, the sexual rejection, it also leads to the emotional, you know, rejection. Bad feeling. So anyway, very interesting. But let's go back to the triple cream part. The silver lining in this story. Holy shit. God, that was hot. And I don't know if I have an unusual obsession with cum. I don't think so. But to me, it's just super hot. And I know I've always enjoyed it and found it rewarding. But as time has passed, I have just grown to be more and more turned on by it. But you know what? It's not just anybody's cum. So I'm not fascinated and like totally in worship of just any partner's cum. Certainly when I'm with a casual partner, it's very rewarding. They came, it's a turn on, but there's something about your partners come, that if you really love them, there's something, it's because it's the turn on, it's an aphrodisiac, it's like bonding, it's bonding you. I don't know, in that fluid exchange, it's, I don't know. It's just so good all the way around. And then when it's in you, and it just, maybe it's the whole breeding kink thing that I have that, yeah, just, and you think, oh my God, he just pumped me full of so many potential babies. I'm not thinking like that, like I really want that to happen, but the hotness that it could, there's just that, I don't know, like I said, that breeding fetish kink thing, it's alive and well and burning in my heart. I just, yes, I love it. I love everything about that. There are some things I just never thought I would be into or that would turn me on. And the more I get, it starts innocent just with, oh, I think the cum is really turning me on. And then boom, it sparks into breeding and all kinds of like crazy stuff. And then it rolls into gangbangs. Oh, stuff I never thought in a million years when I started doing this, you guys, that I would be so hot over. But oh, that's the thing with good sex. It just opens up a lot of doors, a lot of creativity, a lot of crazy thoughts and ideas and wants and desires. I mean, there's not enough time. I can't get to all of these hot, sexy thoughts. Oh, I wish I could. I'm going to do my best. I am going to do my best, you guys. But I just have so many like kinks and different little avenues and genres of genres. When I zone in on something specific, then there's an even more specific thing to whittle it down to. And just, it just gets, you go down the rabbit hole with all this stuff. It's crazy, but it's so sexy and it's so hot. And I think I fear the most is just, what if the worst thing I could think of is waking up someday and just not having a sex drive, like not wanting it. Oh God, that would be horrible. I'm not being a pessimist. No, knock on wood. That is not going to happen to me. It does happen to a lot of women. And I just wonder how, like, how does this happen? And I need to know how it happens so I can make sure it doesn't happen to me. That's the thing. Somebody needs to reassure me here that I am not going to lose my just lust for sex, my lust for lust and cum and physical, just that physical, I don't even know if it's like when I was predatoriness, I don't know. It's just, yes, it's just, it's a drive. It's an instinct. And I can't, like, it's very animalistic, and I don't want anybody to ever take that from me or that to dry up and go away. Oh my gosh, that would be horrible. Because this stuff is fun. Yeah. And there's always something new. That's the crazy thing. Like I said, there's so much. Guys, if you're having a lame, boring sex life, it's just your lack of creativity. Fear not. The good news is it can be fixed. The bad news is, I don't know how to inspire that in anybody. I don't really know. I don't know. I don't know how to tell you how to fix it, but I know that you can. So good work. Good talk. All right. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you guys. I always love your feedback. I love it. And I love answering the questions that you have. They're fantastic. Thank you so much, B, for your wonderful question earlier on in the show. And I built an episode around it. There's things that I wanted to talk about. So I really do love your feedback, guys. It's so much fun for me, and it's so easy for you to do. All you have to do is go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com and leave me a voicemail. You've got 5 minutes. I get back to everybody personally, and I love your feedback. Or you can always email me like B did. If you're more of a typer, not a talker, you can email me curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. All right, everyone. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.